Okay, thank you so much for returning with us, everybody. Let me share this one with you. This is with Blinken. Blinken is actually talking about the money that went to Iran. And this is money that Joe Biden allowed to go to Iran because he removed the sanctions from Iran. And of course, after Joe Biden removed the sanctions, this is when all these attacks started happening on Israel. We all know it. Joe Biden is playing both sides of this war. They're trying to create this whole world war scenario. They're trying to create it. And I've been saying it multiple times. There's two versions of a new world order that's taking place right now on the planet. One is with NATO, which consists of the United States of America and European countries. And then you have the other side of this one world order, and they're at battle. The other side is with Russia, Iran, China. They have their version of a one world order. Joe Biden and the Democrats and these elitists are trying to create the scenario where we go into full-on world war. Now, listen to what Blinken says about the money that went to Iran.
What do you say about the argument that money is fungible? So Iran may have known this money is coming and used other funds to help fund this attack that happened.
Iran has unfortunately always used and focused its funds on supporting terrorism, on supporting groups like Hamas. And it's done that when there have been sanctions. It's done that when there haven't been sanctions. And it's always prioritized.
So he goes on MSDNC and he's actually saying that every time Iran gets the money, they put it towards terrorism.
100%.
So why in the world would Joe Biden and these Democrats and these elitists allow Iran to constantly get this money?
Exactly.
Why was they doing that? Again, it goes right back to them playing both sides of this war.
Yeah. Trump shut it down.
Yes.
Biden opened it up. And Blinken tries to sidestep it. You know, he's trying to say, oh, it's only for humanitarian needs.
No. He just said
I'm sorry. Kirby tried to sidestep,
but Blinken just said that they use it for terrorism.
Yeah. The truth is not in these people. His own administration can't even get their story straight.
No, they can't even get it straight. Well, let's listen to what you just brought up. Let's listen to Kirby. What do you think Kirby's going to say about this? Now, both of these gentlemen, if you want to call them gentlemen, both of them are in the Biden cabinet, right? They're in the Biden administration. They're a part of it. They're on the same team. You would think that they would both have the same memo about when they talk about Iran. One saying one thing and another saying another. Listen.
Is it not fair to say, though, that there have been moves by this administration that have opened up cash and other opportunities for them, which we know are fungible in ways that are not helping the Iranian people, but are benefiting the elites and people there who chant death to America and death to Israel?
You and I have had this fungibility argument before. I obviously take a different issue or take an issue with that characterization. The sanctions relief that has come about, or it's not even sanctions relief, but the additional funds that have been made available to Iran due to a sanctions relief program that the Trump administration put in place, can only be used for humanitarian goods. It doesn't go to the regime. And the idea that the regime was somehow felt like they were freed up to support these proxies because of that, it just doesn't comport with the facts.
But
they have been supporting these proxies for many, many years.
And it comports with their language, though, saying we will use this money in the way that we want to use it.
They can't.
But they have been. What do you mean they can't? But that's exactly what. So who do we believe? Do we believe Kirby or do we believe Blinken? Who do we believe? Right? Who do we believe?
Yeah.
It's that both of them are saying two different things. And I'm wondering, did they both get a phone call? Did they both get the memo? Who did they get the call? Probably if anybody got the phone call to tell them to stop saying what they're saying, it would be Blinken. It would be stinking Blinken. Blinken would probably be the one to get the memo to say, hey, you've got to stop saying this. You've got to stop talking about Iran this way. Joe Biden created the situation that we're in right now.
I mean, absolutely. You know what? The capability of Iran was heightened after Biden got in. You can just simply look at the actions that have happened since when Trump was in office and now under Biden. Trump literally strapped their hands. He took away their money. They couldn't do anything. Now Biden gave them their money back, whether he wants to say humanitarian-wise or whatever, they're getting money. Blinken admits it's for always for terror. And now look what's happening in the Middle East. Total destabilization, and Iran is completely behind it. And by way, Biden is also now part of the problem.
Yeah. So, you know, Shannon, I was just looking in the comments because I was asking people, do you think that Israel should back down? Right. And, you know, some people were putting in there saying no. And then they started talking about the alert that they're getting. Did you know that I guess there is an app that lets you know that you can get alerts from when the Iron Dome is under attack.
They're getting alerts right now?
No. The point is what they're saying is that there's an app. I'm assuming that there's an app. Amtrak Horn says my alerts are on Android, and I guess it's a TZOFAR. I'm guessing that what is the app. So it's kind of interesting. So I would like to have that app myself.
Oh, the app that the Israelis have.
I would like to have the app myself to see, you know, so when there's some dome alerts that are taking place. I don't know if there's any right now. Because if that's the case, I would like to, you know, it would be pretty interesting to get those alerts every single time they get the Iron Dome under attack.
Yeah, I think so too. And so then you'd probably know before anybody else that.
Well, I mean, I can. Well, not before anybody else. I mean, just people who doesn't have it.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to do it. Then I can actually get the alerts to pop up on here. So it'd be pretty interesting to get it. Yeah. It'd be pretty interesting to get it. Yeah. I'll just kind of, you know, just find it fascinating. I don't even think about it. But there probably is. How do they alert all of the people that the Iron Dome is being attacked? You know, they probably just send out notifications, alerts to everybody. Let me share another one with Kirby here. And he's saying that it doesn't need to escalate, but it is going to escalate. At some point, it's going to escalate because Israel's not going to stop going after Hamas. And I was, you know, I'm on X and I'm having conversations with people on X. And I don't care how many people, followers that people have on X. If someone's having a conversation with me, I talk to them regardless. So I'm having this conversation with these people on X and they're saying that Israel is in the wrong and they're all celebrating the fact that Israel's being attacked. And I said, you know what I told him, Shannon? I said, Israel's always going to remain there. Yes. And I said, if you really think about it, Iran failed to push Israel out.
Yes.
Isn't that the whole point of attacking someone, to push them out? Iran failed to push them out. Who else failed? Hamas failed to push them out. Hezbollah failed to push them out. All of these rogue Islamic terrorist groups have failed to push Israel out. But they don't want to acknowledge that. They don't want to acknowledge it. But every last one of them have failed to push them out. Listen to this one with Kirby, because he's saying that there's no need for it to escalate. But that's not the question. Listen how he deflects.
A lot of people watched what happened in the skies over the Middle East overnight, and they are wondering this morning, has this now escalated into a wider war?
So the question is, has it escalated? All you have to do is say yes or no. I mean, really, it's really that simple. You know, if you can say no, or you can say yes. But listen, watch how he answers this.
I don't think there's any reason that it needs to.
There's no reason that it needs to. I mean, he really just said that. I don't think there's any reason that it needs to. Oh, they just got attacked, you know, 300 drones, but there's no reason that it's killed, you know, 20 plus people at the Israeli consulate, but there's no reason for it to escalate. No, no, no. Hamas is still trying to kill Israelis, but no, no, no. Just say no. But he can't even say that. He just said that I don't believe there's a reason. She's going to ask again. Watch.
But has it? Are we now in the midst of a wider war?
The president doesn't believe that it needs to move in that direction whatsoever, Chris.
That's not the question. Now, see, I don't really care for her because she's one of these leftists. I really don't care for her. But that was a valid question. Has it escalated? Yes or no? Why can't he just answer the simple questions like that? What is wrong with just answering the simple questions? It's either it has or it hasn't. Why won't he answer the simple question? Because they know if he says no, and it does, it just shows that they don't know what they're doing. If they say yes, that means it's probably World War III is at the door. So it's like he, you know, that's why he's avoiding from saying he can't say yes or no. That's the reason why. Without me even talking to him, I'm willing to bet. Now, you know, Dershowitz. Dershowitz is a hardcore Democrat, or at least he used to be. He's starting to flip a little bit because he's starting to see the reality of the Democrat Party. And isn't Dershowitz, isn't he Jewish? If I'm not mistaken, yeah. He's Jewish, right? Mm-hmm. Dershowitz, he's Jewish. And he's seeing how the Biden regime has been working or treating Israel. And now he's starting to get the realization that he's been on the wrong side of history. Listen to some of this information that he's sharing in this clip, this report. And I know these are some interesting clips. That's the reason why I'm sharing them with you. Listen to this.
First off, your reaction to these events unfolding overnight.
They're going to happen again and again and again. As long as the mullahs, the ayatollahs, charge of Iran, the war in Gaza will never end. The war in the north in Lebanon will never end. The war in Yemen would ever end. The only solution to this is regime change. There must be a change of regime and a return to an Iran which is democratic. 70% of Iranians want regime change. 90% of Arab states in the region want regime change. Israel wants regime change. America is standing in the way of regime change. That's the only solution. Otherwise, this happens again and again and again because Iran loses nothing. Iran goes to the bank with its oil revenues, sends out its surrogates, Hamas, Hezbollah, the Houthis, and this is just another day for Iran. So, yeah, it was a defeat in the sense that Israel was able to repel the attack, but it's not going to deter them. They're going to do it again and again and again. This is an opportunity for regime change. This was a provocation. You know, this wasn't a response to an attack on a consulate. First, it wasn't a consulate.
Right.
Well, Iran attacked the Israeli embassy in Buenos Aires. The highest court in Argentina on Thursday ruled, after hearing evidence, that that was an Iranian attack on the Israeli embassy, not consulate, embassy. Mm-hmm. 23 people were killed. So Israel had a perfect justification.
Did you hear that? Did you hear how many people? Listen.
It was an Iranian attack on the Israeli embassy, not consulate, embassy. Mm-hmm. 23 people were killed.
23 people. And Joe Biden is saying, take this as a win. He's saying, take this as a win. So if Americans die, it's a win. That's what they're saying.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. It could be Will, too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature-regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.